You're listening to Comedy Dynamics Daily.
Anyone in here a good drunk driver? Remember at the beginning when I said my style of comedy was trick questions? That's the first one. There's always one or two in every audience. When I do this in the South, I did it in Springfield, Missouri. Half the room. Yeah, me. Two guys actually stood up in the audience, started arguing with each other about who the better drunk driver was. And I'm like, fellas, it's just a joke. Chill out, calm down, have a seat. And they're like, yo, fuck the jokes. Get in the cars. You be the judge. We'll drift down. We'll go through downtown. We'll show you what happens. Someone in the audience is like, well, what if they crash? And the other guy goes, oh, it'll only be like $25 worth of damage. Shut the fuck up. So that city has a lot of civic pride. Here's the thing about being a drunk driver. Here are my tips, right? First of all, don't do it. Second, if you can, get an Uber. And third, if you can't get an Uber, then get that sign that Uber drivers put in their windows and put it in yours and put your buddy in the back seat and drive home. The police will never know the difference. They won't. It's the perfect camouflage. I'm here to just help you do clever crime, you know? If you ever have a boss or a workplace you're mad at, don't go in there and shoot the place up. Go in there and turn the thermostat up by 4 degrees. 1 year later, they'll feel it in the budget. The whole company will go under. You're done. You ever want to get back at the rich? All of these guys have an art museum as a tax shelter. Walk in, lick your finger, poke a hole. That's it. Poke a hole in 3 paintings. You're done for the day. That one, she's like, I'm going to the Akron Museum tonight. Here's how you can figure out if you are a good drunk driver, all right? Like, the legal way. Get hammered. I've done this before. Get as blitzed as you can. And then get behind the wheel of a go-kart. At 120 cc's, the government doesn't give a shit what your blood alcohol content is. They're like, go ahead, kid, and drive all you want. And that's what I found out, that I'm actually not bad. I'm great at keeping it between the lines as a drunk driver. You know what I'm not good at when I'm drunk driving? Sharing the road. I'm driving around on the track, I look over my shoulder, there's a 12-year-old driving next to me. And that's when I turn into an old person that lives in a gated community. I'm like, how the fuck did you get in here? Do you even pay taxes in this neighborhood? I start ramming him into the tire walls. I'm trying to flip his card over. And then the 16-year-old that runs the ride that's sitting in the tower, he looks like a before panel from a Proactive commercial, decides to come down and stop everything. And he comes down and he stands at the end of the straightaway and he's like, sir, stop. I fucking sped up. That's a lie. Go-karts have 1 speed. But I kept going at him and they said it again. He goes, sir, stop. And the third time, he didn't, this is how I know go-karts aren't fast. He just went, sir, stop. And he stopped the go-kart with his 16-year-old quads. I look up at him, I'm like, yo, what's your problem, bro? And he's like, the problem, bro, is you're clearly fucked up. You wouldn't be allowed to drive out there in this condition. I don't know why you think you can do it in here. And I was like, okay, fair point. But by that logic, he's 12. He wouldn't be allowed to drive out there in this condition. I don't know why you think you could do it in here. They photocopied my ID. I'm not allowed within 200 yards of the building. It's horrible, man. It's horrible. Terrible.
If you like what you hear, please subscribe to the Comedy Dynamics YouTube channel and follow us on social media for daily stand-up comedy clips and more. Comedy Dynamics Daily is produced by Brian Volk-Weiss, Brian Adams, Rachel East, and Stuart Lindberg. Comedy Dynamics is a division of the Nacelle Company. Thank you for listening.